Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
These are Fanta Vestazen. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
So today we're talking about the biggest breast cancer walk in the Avon world, 50 countries participating, and it's the Temba Walkathon, which is Avon Justine's biggest breast cancer walk, and it generates massive awareness on breast cancer in South Africa, and I think it's incredible. It's in its 16th year, and the press conference was held a little bit earlier this month, and I thought let's get a soundbite from the managing director of Avon Justine about the Temba Walkathon directly from this press conference. So yes, just a little bit of a snippet telling us more about the event.
Over the past 16 years, the Itemba Walkathon has grown to become one of the biggest walkathons in the world, and in my opinion, it is the biggest and an important driver for the breast cancer awareness. We are grateful for the many thousands of walkers who have joined us over the past years and not only gave their time but also helped raise funds for our wings of partners, HOPE, the Cancer Association of South Africa, Genesis, Look Good, Feel Better. It is important that we should also keep the momentum in the fight against breast cancer by supporting frontline organizations and people infected and affected by the scourge of breast cancer. The second virtual Itemba Walkathon will be held on Sunday, 3rd October 2021, and participants from across the country are invited to register for the event and join the worldwide crusade against breast cancer. This means that registered participants can join the Itemba Walkathon wherever they are, as long as they comply with health and safety protocols for prevention of the spread of the pandemic. Avon Justine staff, NGO representatives, select influencers and media partners in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban and Polokwane will also join the walk from their respective cancer offices in the various regions throughout the country. Numbers for each of these regional walks will be kept in line with the current COVID-19 regulations. All the walkathon activity from across the country will be shared on the official Itemba Walkathon social media platforms, including Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This year, we're inviting all Itemba walkers to walk with a purpose, to join the crusade against breast cancer, to give from the heart, and take some time to walk with us and help us raise funds for a good cause. However, we're not only encouraging walkers to help raise awareness and funds, but to also conduct a self-check. We're moving from scared of what I can find to knowledge is power, check your breasts. We urge everyone to join us as we paint South African pink as a sign of our pledge to fight breast cancer. Look out for competitions, for information updates from our social media platforms to keep yourself engaged and informed. I look forward to you joining us on the 3rd of October as we raise our voices by saying no woman or man should be left in the dark about breast cancer. Every woman, every man should know the signs, know how to take action and access support if needed.
That's Mafale Mareletse from the Managing Director of Avon Justine, giving a great intro straight from the press conference. And what I loved about the fact is that he said men and women need to be aware and do breast exams regularly. So this event is vital. It's not just for women. I know it's a woman-only entry, but it's for the entire South Africa. It's for the entire family, just to be breast cancer aware and conscious as well about that.
We always do this, obviously, during Breast Cancer Month, which is in October, right? Which is why the walk is scheduled for the 3rd of October. That while it's not as prevalent, men do present with breast cancer sometimes, and that it's equally important for men to, and it's easier for us because the breasts are flatter, right? And we do not necessarily need mammograms and that kind of very uncomfortable processes that women have to go through. But self-examination regularly is important around your pecs as well.
And I think the stat is about 10% of men get breast cancer. So it's it's still a high stat. So do that examination and be aware of that. And don't be afraid to talk out about it, especially women. We talk about it all the time and say we've done our breast exams, we've done our mammograms. So event like this is really important to highlight breast cancer. So it is on the 3rd of October between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. You've got those few hours to do the walk. So it's a 4K or an 8K, and it's a virtual walk. So you can walk anywhere. You can walk in your neighborhood, in any country. You can walk on the treadmill. You can walk with a friend. Please do not walk in groups. We are trying to keep us COVID safety protocols. You know that you walk with your neighbor regularly and you guys are keeping safe. So make that a fun thing, or make it a family fun thing, and have some fun in your neighborhood with friends or family. Tickets are 180 Rand for adults, 100 Rand for children over 2 and under the age of 12. And the proceeds go to the NGO partners, Justice Women who are currently living with breast cancer. And all the details are on the timberwalkathon.co.za website. You can enter now or go to Sportsman's Warehouse to enter. We've also got one of the influencers that was there on the day, Africa, just to give us a soundbite about why this event is so important to her. It's mommy blogger Clarissa M.
Hello there, it's Clarissa M. And Lionel Mapu, my partner, along with our children, Gianluca and Zara, have avidly been supporters of the Temba Walkathon for the past 5 years. And even though we've had to participate from different corners of the world, it's really exciting to be a part of it again this year. A cause we so fondly believe in, which is so close to our hearts. Last year, we were so blessed to be involved. Even though we were on the opposite side of the globe, we were still able to participate and walk in the scenic streets of the south of France. And this year we gladly participating again.
That's the beauty of, I suppose, technology, that even though the pandemic is keeping us apart, we can actually still be part of a community as we're participating virtually.
Absolutely. And a big event like this, and you can be part of it online as well with the hashtag Itembo Walkathon. And the theme this year is My Time to Make a Difference, Watch Me Now. So that's just a great empowering theme, and just have fun with this walk. Registrations are open. Just a reminder that they do close on the 25th of September, and in-store registrations close on the 15th of September.
All right. Remind us of the website, the URL, where you go to go and register.
You can go to the timberwalkathon.co.za, and the event is on Sunday, the 3rd of October, as we kick off Breast Cancer Month. So it's indeed a perfect start.
Thank you very much, Liesl. She'll be back with us, of course, on Monday morning. I never ask her on a Friday what she's going to do on a Monday, but do you know?
I do know. Next week is Massage Week.
Oh, best week of the year. Where can I go get one?
I'm going to talk about why it's so important to get a massage, and not just for people who are active, but for us everyday weekend indeed warriors as well.
I went to a sports massage once. Woo, heavens. Thank you, Liesl. Have a wonderful
See
weekend.
See you Monday.